Hi, it's Sean Singh here from band Drax Project. The piece that I've chosen is Bach Cello Suites in G major and the third movement. Really takes you along for a little bit of a ride, you know, especially right in the middle, it changes dynamic quite substantially, which a lot of the movements do, but that one seemed, I don't know, a little bit more intense because it's so happy, and when it changes dynamic happy, I've listened to it so many times, like all of the movements. Something that's always kind of grabbed me about classical music is that, especially when it's a soloist, no accompaniment, there's so much more freedom and time than, like, you read the music and you play in a specific tempo, but these players put so much emotion in the time, and it slows down and speeds up so often. And, like, if I didn't know that it was, like, written down, it almost sounds like someone's just improvising. I've heard before from other saxophone players that it was really helpful for them to learn the cello suites on saxophone, but I've actually found a lot of benefit from, like, listening to it, and I feel like it helps me write melodies as a person trying to write pop music. It's there's a lot of recognizable patterns within the whole, like, all of the Bach cello suites, and specifically that one I just like listening to because there's a couple of themes in there I really like. It's kind of funny because I did actually start listening to it from a technical perspective. Like, I didn't actually listen to it because I was like, yeah, I love that. I just kind of grew to love it after listening to it so much.